Greetings, Sabbath pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and this is our seventh episode of Daily Respite, and we've made it through a week. 7 days, seven devotions, seven different authors, right? Monday? Well, Monday's going to be Sarah Young time with Jesus calling. Tuesday's going to be Drew Lugenbuehl, remember? Wednesday's going to be Holly Wharton, and we'll hear from a tree every Wednesday. Thursday's going to be Mark Nepo from the Book of Awakening. Friday, the daily devotion from Richard Rohr. Saturday is for Thomas Merton, and we'll go through the year on Saturdays with Thomas Merton. And Sundays is Wild Card. Somebody different every Sunday, and we're open for suggestions. Got another good one today, actually, in a church. And today, this is from Dale Maycroft, who loaned me this devotion. And it's kind of by the, you know, it's the guy, right? The man, Charles F. Stanley. The devotion's called Jesus, Our Perfect Hope. And this is good stuff. Beautiful book, too. And thanks to Dale for letting me go through this. On August 15th, the devotional from Charles Stanley and his book, Jesus, Our Perfect Hope, is called Usable. Usable. The scripture verse is from 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. It goes like this. I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant. You may feel that because you've sinned or failed in a certain area, God can no longer use you. That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord always wants to work through those who love Him. Think about the biblical saints. Moses killed an Egyptian, but the Lord used him to deliver the people of Israel from Egyptian bondage. Jacob was a deceiver, tricking his father, brother, and father-in-law. But God still made him the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Saul was a vicious persecutor of the church, even consenting to the death of Stephen. Yet Christ transformed him into the Apostle Paul, who took the gospel to the Gentiles and wrote a good portion of the New Testament. The difference in their lives was this. When they encountered God, they said yes to Him. They were willing to turn from doing things their way to doing things His way. They didn't remain the people they once were. They were changed. They chose instead to order their lives after God and to follow His plan for them. And today, we can do the same. Our hope is in Jesus because He can use me to bring glory to His name. We all encounter a sense of failure in our normal daily life. Throughout the day, throughout the week, and even when we fail in bigger ways, they stay with us for months and years even. We've all failed. If God can only use those who haven't failed, God would have nobody to use. What Charles Stanley is teaching us is the gospel of Jesus Christ is the response to our failure. We are fallen. We fail. We fall short. We miss the mark. We sin. No exceptions. That's all of us. What does God do? God sends a Savior. And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the story of how God responded to our sin so that indeed we could once again be clean and pure and holy in Christ Jesus. The best characters of the Bible, as Charles Stanley points out, Moses, Jacob, Saul, many more, they weren't perfect. Sometimes far from perfect. But they were people of God. They said yes to God when God came to them. And that changed everything. Oh, they still fail. And they still make mistakes. And they're still sinners. Always will be. But now they're freed from that. The freedom that's in Jesus Christ, our Savior, is freedom from our sin, freedom from our failure. We don't have to carry that around anymore. We all fail. Everybody fails. We're already forgiven. We're already set free. When you become willing to turn from doing things your way, as Charles Stanley says, to doing things God's way, then you will become a different person. You will no longer be the person you were. The person that's led by self-will, my desires, my opinions, my wishes, my suggestions, my ideas. You know what? Those are all well and good. Nobody's going to condemn those. But for every one of those, run that through God. See what God has to say. Put God in the cockpit of your life. Take your seat in coach, pass your ideas up, and see if you get anything back. If the pilot sends something back, do what the pilot says, not what you say. If the pilot doesn't send anything back, keep going on, move on. Let God be your filter and your coach for whatever you think is a good idea. And that will change your life, because then you'll be doing things His way, instead of doing things your way. When you choose to order your life after God and follow His plan for you, it's that day that you are blessed by your God in heaven. Let's make that every day. Let's make ourselves usable for God each and every day. No matter how fall short, how far short we may fall. Let us pray. Jesus, I want my life to glorify You. Work through me to draw others to You. Work through me to draw others to You. Amen. Have a blessed Sabbath.